Now turn to part 3, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a group leader talking to some students who are going to visit an important athletics event in Birmingham. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Right, everyone. Some important information about the 3 college trips before the end of June. Firstly, we're all going to Birmingham to see the International Athletics Championships. That's the only trip we've planned during March because I know that April is such a busy time for students. We're going on the 15th. For those of you who haven't heard of this event before, it's the largest single sports competition in Britain, so we're really pleased that we're going. 140 different national teams will take part, which means you'll see 520 world-class sportsmen and women there, and you'll be amongst thousands of other fans. The stadium seats 17,000. We'll be leaving here early, and we've decided to go by train this time and not hire a coach because we got delayed in traffic jams when we went to Birmingham before. I hope everyone's pleased about that. Next, someone asked me what to take. Firstly, what not to take. Leave your cameras behind because taking photos is forbidden, but you must have your identity card with you, as we've bought a group ticket and you may need to show it. Mobile phones are okay, but you'll have to turn them off during the event, so it's probably better not to take them. If you want to read some more about the event on the internet, go to Birmingham's website. Then look for the word BIRINFO in the page index. That's spelt BIRINFO. You'll find all kinds of information about the championships there. As for our trip, I don't have the final details of journey times yet, but I will by this afternoon. So I think I'll write an information sheet with answers to all your questions on it. You'll get copies of this on Friday, so you can read through everything over the weekend. Right, the second trip will be...
Now listen again.
Right, everyone. Some important information about the 3 college trips before the end of June. Firstly, we're all going to Birmingham to see the International Athletics Championships. That's the only trip we've planned during March because I know that April is such a busy time for students. We're going on the 15th. For those of you who haven't heard of this event before, it's the largest single sports competition in Britain, so we're really pleased that we're going. 140 different national teams will take part, which means you'll see 520 world-class sportsmen and women there, and you'll be amongst thousands of other fans. The stadium seats 17,000. We'll be leaving here early, and we've decided to go by train this time and not hire a coach because we got delayed in traffic jams when we went to Birmingham before. I hope everyone's pleased about that. Next, someone asked me what to take. Firstly, what not to take. Leave your cameras behind because taking photos is forbidden, but you must have your identity card with you, as we've bought a group ticket and you may need to show it. Mobile phones are okay, but you'll have to turn them off during the event, so it's probably better not to take them. If you want to read some more about the event on the internet, go to Birmingham's website. Then look for the word BIRINFO in the page index. That's spelt BIRINFO. O. You'll find all kinds of information about the championships there. As for our trip, I don't have the final details of journey times yet, but I will by this afternoon. So I think I'll write an information sheet with answers to all your questions on it. You'll get copies of this on Friday, so you can read through everything over the weekend. Right, the second trip will be...
That is the end of part 3.